You have holding that Yudam and Aleph, three lines down, but two dots. Hanu Biryuni Devi Bishufi said Reb Meir. Here, what is Biryuni? Rashi says, Pritzim is bad people that were in the neighborhood of Reb Meir. That they call Mitzayra Leituva, they bothered Reb Meir very much. Had they called Boy Reb Meir Rachmi Levias, Reb Meir started to daven upon them, Tiechid Limutsa, that they should die. Omule Beruya Deveisu, so his wife, Beruya said, my daitcha, what do you mean to say, Mishun, this is what the Pasuk says, Yitam Chatoyim, that the Mishraim should die, Mishun Dixiv, Yitam Chatoyim, that the Chatoyim should like die, get rid of them, Frek Beruya, Mik Siv Choytim, that it says Choytim, that like the Rishoyim, Chatoyim Siv, the sins itself get rid of. That's one shot. Viyoid, Shofel Asayf of the Kuro, look at the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, U Rishoyim Oit Einim, as after the chatoyim will stop, there won't be any more rishoyim. Kivon the etamul chatoyim or rishoyim oidenum. If like you Rav Meir that the etamul chatoyim means the chaitim, so if you kill a rosha, it's not going to stop rishoyim. So the kids will be rishoyim, there will be other rishoyim. Just by killing one rosha, it's not going to stop that there shouldn't be any more chatoyim. Elo, what's pshan the posik? Boy rach malavayu de lehedru b'tshuva. Go be mispalo that they should do tshuva. If they do tshuva, they'll be alive and there won't be any more rishoyim like they'll do tshuva them and the home mishpacha. Or rishoyim ordeinim, middle there won't be any more rishoyim. And so boy, rach me'alavai, Reb Meir listened to his wife, who's mispalo, v'hodru b'tshuva, the person was choyze b'tshuva. Shemashah says, it's a big chiddush this gemara. If Ishlaim is somebody mispalo for himself that he himself will do tshuva, shat the person wants to do tshuva, so v'derach shodim roitzel lelech malichim noisayim. But here's somebody else, this Rosh, he doesn't want to do tshuva. So why does it help the fact I daven for him? But he's a chayt, he doesn't want to do tshuva. So Mashur Moloch Baz Bakasha, how could my tefillah help for him? He should do tshuva. He says, yesh le yashiv. Yesh le pshat is that you mispala the spisiyat of the Shemaya, Hashem should help him do tshuva. Om aloha tzaduki le bruya. The tzaduki now started with bruya itself, with Ramey's wife. Ksiv, it says in the post in Yishayahu, Roni Akora lo yolodim. That an akora should sing like Yerushalayim was after the churban is called like an akora, they should start singing. For the Gemara Mishum the loyal Lord, since they didn't have children, Roni, that's the reason why she should sing. If I can't, she should cry. Oh, that was the Tzduki's kasha. Omrulei, so she answered back. Shatya shkol meshaitam shofil is safe for the kura. Look at the end of the pasuk. Yerchiv ki rabim b'nei shemaim of b'nei beula. That would be more children from Shemema, means this Akara, than the Rav from Vnei of a regular Isha, Nebula. Omer Hashem. So what's Shan the Posik? Elamai Akara lo yaloda, that means Roni Knesses Yisrael. That means Klai Yisrael sings. She doimel Isha Akara. See, after the Chuban Abayis, they're doimel like an Isha Akara. Or Beshalo yaloda bonim legehenim kevasaychu. They didn't give birth to children like to Rishoyim, like you. And that's what she entered back to Tzduki. So the Psham, the Pasuk is talking about Edom. The Pasuk is saying that Klai Yisrael should sing to make it Edom. But Edom, their kids will go to Gehenim. Mashenke and Klai Yisrael's kids, even after the Churban Abayis, they'll go to Gan Eden. So that's Psham, the Pasuk. That's part of Roni Akoro, that Klai Yisrael, after Churban, can still sing. Om Aleihu Tzedukin Rabavua. Ksiv Mizmo LeDovid Bevorcho Bevnei Avshalom Benoi. Said Mizmo, David like a sing, he's happy, when he ran away from his son. Oksiv, another pasuk says, LeDavid michtam bevorch mifnei shoyl b'moro. That David ran away from shoyl. His David had a very hard lifetime. He ran for the Gemara. Hi, ma'ase have ibreisha. Which ma'ase happened first? Michti poshid ma'ase shoyl have ibreisha. First, David had sorrows with shoyl, and first later on in life he had his son Avshalom. Avazoy lichta ibreisha. How come in Kapitol Tilim Gimel talks about bevorch mifnei Avshalom? And in Kapitel Nun Zion, first later talks about a shoal. It should have said shoal at the beginning of Tillim, and Avshalom later on. Omrulei, Osun Leishasit Deloy Darshisun Smuchin Kashinuchum. You don't know from Smuchin. Smuchin means look at the Psukim before and afterwards. Because if you look at the Psukim before and afterwards, you understand why Avshalom comes in Kapitel Gimel. Oba Anan, the Darshin is Smuchim. We Darshin, Bos, look what says before and what says afterwards. Lekashalom. Ashton Diam Rabbi Yechanin Smuchim at Term 9. How do you know there's such a cloud like that? That you see a pasuk, look at what the pasuk is talking about before and afterwards, and you understand what it's doing there. Shenema Smuchim Ad Lo'ilam Asuyim Vyamis V'Yosher.
Yeah. So it's such a yisoy that's machter besmuchim of what's next to one another. Now what's the teretz? That lo amon nismucha pashas avsholem lepashas goygu mogoyg. Hey, the capital gimel is talking about the mechemas goygu mogoyg, and right after it says about avsholem. So what does avsholem have to do with mechemas goygu mogoyg? Shem yoyim aluch odom klum yesh eved shemoyed v'rabbi. Hey, the chet of goygu mogoyg is they're going to go kineged Hashem, not stam kineged klal Yisrael, but by yemayse mashiach they're going to go kineged Hashem. So a person could ask, how could that be that an Eved is going to be murdered by Rabbi in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is Avat Emulah, you left him the same question. Kulum Yesh Ben Shemurit B'Yoviv? Did you ever hear of a son that's murdered, goes connected his father? Ela Hevei, that was the Maisa of Avsholem. His Hachinami Hevei. That's why David in Tehillim put the Pasha of Avsholem right away, because the beginning of Tehillim talks about Mechemes Goyg U'Mogel. I affect the Mashar Bazar, let's say Goygu Mogog later on, in Gepitl Nun Zayin. And let's start off right away with Gepitl about Shol. I said that's not so shver. It's about Goygu Mogog, such a Choshev Azach, it's talking about the Yeshua, about Mashiach Zayin, it passed to start off Tilim with that. So David wants to start off talking about the Mechemes Goygu Mogog. And right away he brings down Avsholem to say, don't think it can't happen, that's going to happen. Trashi Kulum Yesh Evid, Heshmer Rabbi. People think it can't be there'll be a Mechemes Goygu Mogog. His Omaloi, Klum Yesh Ben, for Chazin and Hachad Hevei. His Hachinami Hevei, Sufya Saifeluyas. Same way it'll be this way also. Omar Rabbi Yechni Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Mai Dichsiv, Piha Poscha Bechochma Vaseres Chesra Al Lashoina. As what is Shloimeh said, we said this to the Poscha at the end of Mishlei. Kenegin Miyom Ashloima, Mikrozer, Lo Yomra Le Kenegin David. Hey, that somebody opened up his mouth and said back, Chesed al Lashon, gave back Shiras Mishbachas to Hashem. That was connected, David, Ovid, Shedar B'chamish Shalom. Like a marshal, he went through five different stages of life, V'yoma Shira, and he said Shira connected each stage. Drashi V'yoma Shira, connected Kulam Oma Shira, like a Sheshos Ruach HaKodesh Olov. And Rashi means not that he said Shira right away, but later on in life, when he got Ruach HaKodesh, he said Shira like Kedor for each matzav of life that he went through. What were the five things? First thing is dar b'mei imoy. David first, when he was born, when he was pregnant in his mother's stomach, he lived in his mother's stomach. The yom hashira, he gave shira to Hashem. Chazal say, well, it's the best time of your life you have in your mother's stomach. You have nothing to worry about. You have all the food you want. No problems. It's a big chesed. Shenema borchi nafshe es Hashem mechol kerovai eshem kodeshoi. So called mechol kerovai, that means in the kirbe inside the mother's stomach. Yosli Avrelim, then he went through, he came, was born into this world. The Nistak of the Kechav of Mazolos, right away he saw the Kechav of Mazolos. The Yom HaShira. Shenema, Baruch HaShem, Alochav, Gibor, Rekoyach, Reis, Devorov, Lishmoyah, Bekel, Devorov, Baruch HaShem, Kol Tzavov. It's Kol Tzavov, means even the Shem HaShmireach also gives Shrach HaShem. Then, next stage was Yonik Mishte Imoy, he nursed from his mother. The Nistak of the looked at the Dodim. The Yom HaShira, he said Shira. Shenema Borchinavshir Sashem Vyatishkhi Kol Gumulov. I don't hold back any gemul, any chesed you did to me, that you let me nurse for my mother. My Kol Gumulov, what does that mean? Omer Abavua, Shosala Dodim Bemokem Bina. That the Dodim of an Isha are next to her lave, Bemokem Bina. That's also chesed of Hashem. I'm always going to think that the Dodim, the person they nurse from, should be the Mokem Erva. Hashem did chesed, made in the Mokem Bina. Amor time amai, how come the Ebisha made the Dodim by near the heart? Amor Rabbi Yehuda, Kadesh lo yistaka b'mokem erva. The kid should not look at the mokem erva. That was chesed that Hashem put the breast on top. Rav Mas no amai, Kadesh lo yinok mi mokem atznufis. Not only if he mistaka, but stam, the yetzim nika is not nice to be yonik for the mokem of the erva. Then next thing was, Rav Mepavlosan show Rishoyim. David saw the way the Rishoyim got their einish, they got killed. Should say which ones? No, I don't say which one. Stam of Philosophy Shah Rishoyim, the Yom HaShira. Shenema Yetamu Chatoyim Minoritz Rishoyim Oidainim. Borchinav Shias Hashem. Hallelujah. So he said Shira on this. Seems like Mepharshim Yetakash and Amal we have a cloud, bin the furloy Vecha Tismach. That when Rishoyim have a Mapolo Faket, you're not supposed to say Shira. That's one of the reasons why Pesach, we don't say Shira only the first 2 days of Pesach. For the rest, we only say Chati Halal. Because about Maitha Yodai Tovu Bayam, it's not nice to say Shira. And here it says, David says Shira for the Mapalosim Shorishoyim. Well, some say there are two dinim in Shira. Amol is Shira Mach Masimcha. Like on Yanti, it's supposed to be Moli Simcha. So So to be Moli Simcha B'Shas, that Rishoyim are being killed, that doesn't pass. Because Kafat Hashem's Bria is being killed. But to give Shira Stam, to give Hoidah to the Nisim that happened, that passed year. Like Kafat, even on Pesach, we still say Hallel. We don't say Gans Hallel. But Mixas Hallel we do say. I was still saying Shira Hashem. The Pshat is by Mixas Hallel, that's just called you saying Hoidah that Hashem did the Nisim. But to say with so much besimcha about it, that must we don't have. We don't say Gans Hallel. So I call for them to pass the door, but to say Shira, as like Hoidah to Hashem, that Nisim, that the Shoyim were killed. Then the stack of Yom HaMisa. Then Dovid HaMelech looked at the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaShira. He said Shira about the Yom HaMisa. Shinema Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem Hashem Lekai Gadaltam Oid Hoid V'Hotel Lavoshtam. The more my mashma the Yom HaMisa Nema. Where's the Ryan? This post is talking about the Yom HaMisa. Om Rabba Bar Rav Shila Misefa Din Yon. Look at the end of this Tzukim. The Yachsev Tarste Ponecho Yivohelun Toisev Rucham Yigvon. His Rucham Yigvon means they'll die. So David HaMelech said Shira about the Yom HaMisa. So Rashi, my mashma the Yom HaMisa Nema. And the end of the post it says Yigvon. His advice says it's an Indian to give Shvast Hashem that is such a Zach of Misa. Either it means that the Misa is Mechaper upon a person, that we say Amol Tshuv is Mechaper, certain things from Kippur is Mechaper, and certain Chatoim only the Misa alone is Mechaper. So Misa is a Kapor, it's a good Zach. So he said Shira for this. Rav Shimi Barukva, V'yamri Lo Marukva, Hevi Shchia Kaimed Rav Shimi Ben Pazi. They always used to go visit Rav Shimi Ben Pazi. They'd be Mesadar Agarata Kanei, Rav Shimi Ben Levi. And they used to put the Agaratas of Gemara in front of Rav Shimi Ben Levi. Omalais, when we're talking about Agaratas, they asked him, Ma'id Yichsev, what's Shah in the Postig? Baruch Hinashi Es Hashem, V'chol Kurovai, Eshem Kodeshoi. Omalai, Bo V'Rosh, Loi Kemidis HaKodesh Baruch, Midis Bos V'Dom. HaKodesh Baruch has better Midis than Bos V'Dom. Me does boss with them regular person is tzatzuru agavya kaisel. I feel like you make a form on the wall. You'll form out a picture of a person. V'yena yoko lahato by ruach and neshama kirbaim ubnei mayim. But you can't make him live. Vashenke v'akadosh baruch hu v'yena kain tzatzuru b'toych tzuru. He made a tzuru in front of another tzuru. Umato by ruach and neshama kirbaim ubnei mayim. V'aynu v'yomru chana. So chana said ain kodesh kashem ki ain botecha v'yena tzuru kelokenu. What does sur mean? My ain't sur kilokenu, ain't saya kilokenu. Nobody can make forms like our Hashem can make a form. He made a form of Adam Arishan, and in the form he blew the neshama and the ruach. My ki ain botecha, what Chana say, nobody's like Hashem. Or we have Yehuda bar Manasi, al tikri ki ain botecha, nobody's like you. El ain libloi secha, nobody could swallow you up. Shaloi ke midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bos v'dom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better than the midas of a bos v'dom. Midas bos v'dom, maise yodov mavlin oisei. Things you do, things you make, outlive you. As you maisem outlive the person himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavla maisev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fakert, he outlives his maisem. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives on and on. That's ki ein botecha. It's nothing swallows up by Hashem. What I mean to tell you is like this. Hani chamisha baruchi nafshi kineged mi omrim David. Who did David say before we have these five baruchi nafshi? Who did David say kineged? Lo yamar nele kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu kineged neshama. He's given shvach to a neshama and to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we'll soon see in five ways that doim al adodi Hashem and the neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu molei kol olam, just like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was filled all over the world, af neshama moleiach es kol aguf. The neshama fills up the whole guf of the person. Even though it's brought down, the neshama is only the moleiach, we say, in the brains, the vice place, the Mor says it's molei kol aguf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roye v'ena nira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see, but we can't see him, is af neshama roye, the neshama sees, v'ena niras, we can't see the neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zonas kol olam kulay, he feeds the whole world. Af neshama zonas kol aguf, the neshama gives the ruchnius to the guf, feeds the guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tor, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tor, af neshama toira. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev bechadrei chadorim, he sits in the chadrei chadorim. Af neshama yoshevet bechadrei chadorim. So what does chadrei chadorim mean? That this means the brains, it means the moyach. She doesn't say on this. Is Yovai Mish Yeshboy Chamisha Dvorim Halolu means the Neshama, the Yeshabeach Lemi, Sheshboy Chamisha Dvorim Halolu. That's what David said, Baruch Hinashi. It's my nefesh, like my neshama, she gives shvach to the Eibishter, that's diamond, these five things. But the gross spheres I say is, don't think that our neshama has any erich keneged Hashem. Havadi keneged our Hashem, our neshama has nothing. Just means in five ways it's diamond, it looks like it. But the erichim, the Shabbos has no sheiches. Omer Rav Hamnune, my desiv, mi kech ochel mi yadaya pesha dover. Mika Kodesh Baruch Hu means the pot says, who knows, who's so smart to make a pesha, make a compromise between two people. It means Mika Kodesh Baruch Hu, she yadeya lasa is pshara ben shnei tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a pshara compromise with two tzadikim, ben Chizkiyo ha-melech, Lishayo ha-novi. With a shayla, who should go visit the other one? Is each one held, the melech, he has the covet, ha-melech, so the novi has to come to the melech. The novi held fakir, no, the melech has to come to me, I'm a novi, something special. It's Chizkiyo, Amalei, Yishayo, Gaboy, Yishayo, you have to come visit me, I'm the Melech. The Hoch, Yashachon, Beliyo, the Oz, the Gabi, Yochav, Shinemo, Bielich, Yo, the Haris, El Ochiv, Hez, the Novi, Yo, went to the Melech. But Yishayo, Amal Faker, Leisi, Chizkiyo, Gaboy, the Melech is Mechuy to give cover to me, to the Novi. The Hoch, Yashachon, Beliyorim, Ben Achav, the Oz, the Gabi, Elisha. So it wasn't the Shailan Gaiva here, it was the Shailan Poshin and Din, who's Mechuy to give cover to the other one? Well, the Klal, a Melech, the biggest muskovet we have is to Melech of Yisrael, but then Faket, there's a big muskovet to a Novi, so has more. His Ma'osa, so I say there's no Klor Psaq, so what does Kodesh Baruch Hu have to do? Ma'osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hevi Yisurim Achizkiyo, he made Yisurim Achizkiyo get very thick. He's go to Mavaka Chayla, so it's not a Shalak covet anymore. The mitzvah is Bika Chaylim, so he went to visit him. He got so sick, Chizkiyo was about to die. His Vayovi love Yishayo ben Omatanovi, the Novi went to him. Vayomer love, he told him, Koyama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzav Lebeischa, he's make it Tzavor, prepare your house to leave over your Tzavois. Kimeisatza, Voloy Tichia. You should know you're going to die, there's no hope for you. You're going to die, Chizkiyo. That's why Yishayo went to Bakachela. He went to Bakachela to make him feel good. He told him, you're going to die. Hey, Vaisus, that's also called if you're going to die, so you have to prepare yourself now, do tshuva. Or like you said, sabla beitza, it's also a chesed. Prepare what you have to take care of. For the more mighty, meisata, v'loi tichya, what is such a strong Russian, you're going to die, not going to live? It means, meisata, v'loi mazeh, v'loi tichya, v'loi maboy. You're not going to live in v'loi maboy. We'll soon see why, because he didn't have any children. Omalei, maikuli hai, so yechet, Chizkiyo, yes, Elio, what did I do so wrong? What's my biket? Omalei mishum lo yisakta bepiri of Rivia. That you didn't get married, you don't have any children, that's the biket. Omalei mishum tigeva teretz, you know why I didn't do it? Mishum the chazoi li bruach hakodesh, he had bruach hakodesh Chizkiyo HaMelech, and he said, he saw that bruach hakodesh, denafki minoi bonin le maili. I'm going to have rishoyim, my kids are going to be rishoyim. So it's kedai, he thought not to have rishoyim. That's why he didn't want to get married. So Omalei Elio, nervous teretz was, Bahavi Kavshe the Rachmona Lomuloch. Hey, Kavshe means the hidden things. There's the storm, then the storm of the Kodesh Baruch Hu don't look into. My the Mifkidos, I Iboy Loch Lemevet. What your Chiyuvim, you have to take care of. A person has a Chiyuv to get married and have children. Ah, you seen Ruch Kodesh, you can have their children. Don't look into the Kivshe of Rachmona. The Forshman say the Pshat is, that if the storm is, that even though the kids will be Rishoyim, but there's always a Kodesh of Tshuva. Later on in life, they will do tshuva. So what's so shvei? You can have your shoyim, they can still do tshuva. So that much wasn't in his Ruach HaKodesh. But he had time, as you should have done the mitzvah, period of Rivia. Olmai denicha kami kutshu bruchu levet. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to, that's his dinim. But you have a chiyah, period of Rivia, you can't pati yourself. Alright, so l'mai sin aloch is a big shayla, was Chizkiyo right or not? The Chiyuv Tainah is a very shvei Tainah Chizkiyo. How does that pati from the mitzvah? You have a mitzvah, get married. So how does that pat you?
There's not luck on because no one else has Ruach HaKodesh, so that issue won't come up.
Okay. But still, Mepharshim talked about it. It wasn't so posh that he was right. Omalei, a so good Chizkiyo, now so he did wrong. So Hashta Havli Bratcha, so he told Elio, go and give me, he told Yishayo, go and give me your daughter. Efshe de Gormas Chusa de Di, but he doch, v'nafki minoi bonan demali. He's maybe with my Chusim and your Chusim, with your daughter, will have good children. Omalei Elio, Yishayo didn't want to hear anything. What?
The
no, he's a Rosh because he didn't do this mitzvah, so now they'll do the mitzvah, it's called tshuva. His rush was, so he didn't do mitzvahs pure Yivru. Now he's going to do it though. Omale, Yishayel said nothing doing. Kva nigzru alecha gzeru. You should know there's a gzeru and a shemayim going to be a ben movis. I'm not going to give you my daughter. She'll just lean on mona right away. Omale ben omutz kolin nevuasecha. So Chiyuga said, Abazoi, Yishayel, go away. I'm finished with your nevis. Vetzei, go out of here. No matter how sick and how bad off you are, even if the sword is mamish on your neck, there's no such thing as you can't daven to Hashem. You can always ask for Hashem to be mechap for you for rachmonis. And if manami Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, the Yamri Tavayu, afilu cherev chada, munachas al tzavori shalodom, al yim naatzim rachmin, never stop from davening to Hashem. Shenemer hein yifileini lo yoichil. Hey, they're going to kill me. Shouldn't I still daven? You still have a right to daven to Hashem, no matter how bad it is. So Amar Rav Chonin, from Rav Chonin learned out from this halachi, from Chizkiyahu and said back, even a Bala Chalomis means a dreamer, says tomorrow he's going to be mace. Is al yim na'atzim and rachman, don't stop from davening. Shinema, kibroiv ha'chalomis va'avolim v'dvorim harbe, kiesalakim, yirei. Always be yirei Hashem, ha'bitochin Hashem. So the Gros says, Bala Chalomis here, when you dream, you can have two types of dream. It could be it's a ksas nevuah, it could be it's a shade. So even the Shadim, they're coming right down from Shemayim. So if a Shade tells you, like tomorrow, then it means, how does he know tomorrow? It means he just came down from Shemayim. So it's a good chance you're telling the truth. As if a Shade says it's going to happen a long time from now, he doesn't know about that. But tomorrow is a very good chance to say that he really heard from Shemayim, so you would think you should listen to him. Kamashman, even that you should listen to him. There's no such thing as not davening to Hashem. Is miyad right away? Chizkiyo did was vayasiv Chizkiyo ponev alakir. He turned his face to the wall. Vayispal al Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. Is brought down. Hashem gave him another 18 years of life. And he took ahead children. For the more my kir, what does it mean? He changes first to the kir. So before we dashin from this postik that you should daven in front of a kir, which we said was the Hezbollah is having kavana. You shouldn't have things to look at in front of you when you're davening. You should have a wall in front of you. But we just spoke out though, but the chairs and tables, things that are normal to be in the shul, that's mutter, because that's not something absurd that you'll take away your kavona. Now we're asking another drosha. My kir, what does the wool mean? I'm Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Mi kiras liboy. From inside his heart, he davened to Hashem. Shinema meye maya yachila kiras libi. From inside my stomach, I'm davening to Hashem. And Hashem listened to him. Reb Levi Yomar al iske hakir. He davened with a schus of the kir, of a wool. The what amal of fun rebunish lerlam. Uma shunamis. Shaloi osa so eleki rachas. She made one wool for the Novi. Kitana. Hechi says, but no, that you made chiesamesim. Elisha there made a chiesamesim. Is aviyab, means shloima hamelech. My father, my grandfather. So Chizkiyahu will say, my grandfather, shloima melech. Shechifas hechel, he built the whole base of Migdush. Kula, the cast of the Zov. Alachas kama vakama. Havad, I should have this chus that you should save me. No, another thing Davin was he said, Zuchorno es asher es alachti lefonecho b'yemes of leiv sholem. Remember me Hashem that I myself did a lot of good mitzvahs. V'hatoi v'yanecho asisi. I did a lot of the good things. My v'hatoi v'yanecho asisi. What does Chizkiyahu said? I did the toiv and a'in Hashem. Rav Yehuda Amarav she'esom magulu l'tfila. He was zeichet to be some magulu l'tfila. Zuchor kashv is cheat. Everybody's some magulu l'tfila. So Terence is like Tzaisis before said. It means you did it kibbethikin. He was Zeich, he used to daven, I don't know, every day or one time, kivasikin. Now, Toys brings down the Gemara's time was very, very hard to make kivasikin. Kivasikin means you have to know exactly to finish Shema with Gaal Yisrael by sunrise, by Netzachama, and right after that, the next second, to start davening Shemon Esrei. So, Mal, they didn't have the time, they didn't have time charts. It was very hard to be Mechavan that sure. And now they say it's much easier. Now you have time charts already, they tell you exactly what minute it is, you know what it is, it's much easier. But the Gemara's times is very hard to nechaven kivasikin. So if somebody was zoicha to do it, there's a very big schus. And that was the mice before. The person davened kivasikin, he smiled the whole day. It didn't go away, his laugh the whole day. He felt so good. Tzirchus Kiyo said, the schus by davened kivasikin, I should have zoicha to chayim. Trashi av abba shechop was zoicha min shloim ha-melech. Only have you do am a rav, shesom agul tfilo. Reb Levi Yomar, another thing he did was, shegona sefer refuas. Some old used to be, you didn't have to go to doctors. They had a special Sefer Refuah. You got sick, you look in the Sefer Refuah, told you exactly what to do, and you got healed up. Chizkiyahu HaNavi was gone as hidden. So Rashi washed the Sefer Refuah, today she evakshu rachmin. He holds no, it's not so good anymore to have a Refuah by looking in the book. It's better to know you have to come on to Hashem. So it's a good thing what he did. Tona Rabbonon, Shisha Devorim Osa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Six things he did. Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things the Chum were masking was a good thing, Hashem was masking was good. The Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things weren't good. Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things they're masking to, Gonaz Seif Rufus. For Hoideloi, Hashem was masking to that. It's a good thing to hide it, that you know you have to be mispalled to Hashem to get better. Kitas Nechash HaNechoshis, he chopped up the Nechash HaNechoshis by Aaron's time. For Hoideloi, they were masking to him. Why? Rash doesn't say why. I said that was a good thing. Girur Atzomais Oviv Al Mitesh Shel Chavolin, when it came to burying his father, they didn't give his father covet. He took him out on a Mitesh Shel Chavolin, a posture of strings, and no, not a covet of kvura. For Hoideloi, they were masking, was a good thing that he did. So Rashi, Girur Atzomais Oviv, Nefi Shoye Rosh, Chizkiyahu's father was a Rosh, his mele Bizehu, he made Bizoyim to him. Loi Noye Boy Covet Bukpurosai. And this is the shita of your father is a Rosh, you have no mitzvah kibbut aveim. You're not mechuyi to mekabit him. And Rashi says, he chiddush even be mevazeh him. I think other places Rashi says the biza was that he should have, you did l'shem shemayim, he should have you sue him here on this world, so he should have a kapara for next world. He shouldn't have to go to Gehenim. That's why Badavki made this type of a bizoyim to bury him, not so bekovedik. But the bizoyim was done l'shem shemayim. A co-part of his father was a Rosh, he had no chi of kibbut aveim. The Al Gimel Hoidle. Now, three things he did, Chom when I'm asking. Sosa Megichon. He closed up the water of Megichon. Veloy Hoidle, it wasn't a good thing. Rashi says, Sosa Megichon, Mei Shiluah. That was a spring that came out near the Beis HaMikdash, for Divri Ayomim. Veloma, why'd he do it? Kadei Shlo Yevoyo Malchi Asher, V'yimso Mayim Lishtais. When Melech Asher comes, like to make the Kurban Abayev, he shouldn't find to drink water. This Megichon was a small river near Yerushalayim. The third thing it was, he cut down the walls of the Hechel, v'shogrim the Melech Asher, and he sent it to Melech Asher. This also wasn't a good thing. For Lehoidelo, Ovar Nisan Benisan. Another thing was, Amol, you make an Ibiyor, so he made the extra month in Nisan. Lehoidelo, we always know what the extra month is, Adar, not Nisan. For the Gemara, when Milesta Lechizki, how could Chizki make such a mistake? Is there nothing to Posik? Hachoyle Shazer Lechem Reish Chadoshim. We dashin Zen Nisan V'yein Acha Nisan. Hachoyle Shazer means there's only one Chodesh of Nisan. That means you can never have 2 months of Nisan. So how can you make a mistake to make Ibu Yor, he made the extra month of Nisan? Elo, the pshat like this, Toi with the Shmuel, Havadah, where Shchodesh Nisan he didn't make. No, he made a mistake in Shmuel's Allah of Yom HaShmuel, Ein Mavrin Es HaShonah V'yoyim Shloishim Shladah. Let's say the whole month passed by, and you forgot to make the Ibu Yor. So on the 30th day of Adar, you can't make it now, be Kaveya, to make another Adar. Why? Hoyu V'royu L'Kaveya Nisan. Since this day, Amol Adar is only Choftes, and the 30th is Roy to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So even though this year, the 30th day is still another, it's not Roy, you're not supposed to make that an Ibu Yor. So Sova Chizkiyahu himself, or not like Shmuel Yehud, Hoyo V'Roy Olei Amrinim. How we don't say? Mitzias, this year Adar has 30 days, it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, so on the 30th day, you're allowed to make an Ibu Yor to make another, next month will still be Adar. So that was the Machlokes. If it comes out on the 30th day, could you make a Ibu Yor or not? Rashi over Nisan benisin, kesal the daizach mishnes kadesh hachodesh l'shem nisin nimlach l'arvos hashana. After the mekadesh nisin, he wanted to make an Ibu Yor. But yosa ader k'moshenemu divrei yomim v'yetzamelach l'atzas apesu b'chodesheni. And that for tomorrow, that he can't do. So v'yom shloishim shalader v'yafal pishlo niskadesh hachodesh shadayin lebo edim. Still, Shmuel holds you're not allowed to do it, and Chizkiyahu held you're allowed to, and he was wrong, Chizkiyahu. It was wrong. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. kol ha-toyla b'skus atzmoi, toylun loy b'skus acherim. As when you daven to Hashem for chesed, it's not nice, even if you're a tzaddik, to say, Hashem, listen to me because of my own maisim. And if you say, listen, because of me, Hashem won't listen, like a listener will be b'skus acherim. The kol ha-toyla, somebody daven to Hashem, b'skus acherim, he uses like the obvious skus, or Moshe v'yarin, then toylun loy b'skus atzmoi. What's the raya? Moshe told the b'skus acherim. Moshe daven to Hashem, he used chus obvious. Shenemaz, chol avrom, yitzok li yisrael avadecha. Melo told loy b'skus atzmoi, when Hashem answered, he said, I'm answering because of you, Moshe. Shenemaz, v'yoymel ashmidam lulei Moshe v'chiroi. If not for Moshe v'chiroi, I would have wiped out Klal Yisrael. So Hashem answered, I'm listening because of Moshe. Omad bateret, yilofonov, lohoshiv chamosloi mehashchis. As if not for Moshe b'chiroi, Hashem would have wiped out Klal Yisrael. Hashem can chizkiyo tolo b'schusay atzmoi. Like we just had before the portrait, it says, Chonor es Hashem v'salachti l'fanecho. Remember the way me, myself, the tzaddik chizkiyo, went in front of Hashem. Is when Hashem answered him, tolo loy b'schus acherim. Hashem answered him b'schus acherim. Shenemer v'ganoisi elir hazois l'yeshia l'mani o l'man dovid avdi. That's all. I'll answer you now. I'll protect you now. You know why? B'schus me and b'schus David, but not b'schus you, Chizkiyo. So it's not a nice meter to daven to Hashem in your own schusim. It's also daven b'schus others. Marvahainu de b'shul ben Levi. Then b'shul ben Levi. My gestiv hine l'sholim marli. That Chizkiyo said, it's mar even Hashem gave me sholim. What does that mean? Mar.